Exodus chapter 32. Exodus chapter 32, beginning at verse 1. I'm reading the King James Version. It says, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives and of your sons and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graven tool after he had made it a molten calf. And they said, These be the gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. They rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go, get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Amen. Drop on down toward the end of that chapter. Picking it up again at verse 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, Put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, Consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we do come before you today. And Lord, we thank you for all that have happened. And again, Lord Jesus, we thank you again for our young people, so precious in our sight. We thank you for their efforts to sing praises unto your name. And we come now to look into your word. So it is again that I do ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding. Lord, that I would rightly divide your word and rightly apply your word. I ask that you would touch the heart and ears of all that are under the sound of my voice. Yeah. Lord Jesus, so that after the teaching and the preaching and the reading and the hearing of your word, we will all become doers of your word. This I do ask in the adorable name of Jesus, and let the people say, Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated, amen, in the presence of the Lord. Today we want to talk to you just for a little while. Amen. As the Lord will allow us, gathering perhaps I will call maybe from that verse 26, who is on the Lord's side. Amen. I want to use for a thought today, get on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Get on the Lord's side. Amen. When we forget. Does anyone here today sometimes forget things?
Amen.
I see a bunch of people saying, Lord, have mercy. Important things. Amen. Where you put your keys. Appointment dates. Names. You ever met someone and they're just talking to you up and down and calling you, calling your something you were going to do, but you forgot. Sometimes we even forget the Lord. And that's not good. Amen. That's not good for you, and it's not good for me either to forget the Lord. Amen. Psalms 68, share a few verses of scripture here. Psalm 68 and verse 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits.
All right.
Wow, what a load to carry around. Huh? The Lord that daily loads us with benefits. I know we like benefits. I know we like benefits. We want to know what kind of benefits there before we go to work. Huh? What do y'all pay? I mean, holidays I got off. I'm on vacation time. What sick leave I got? But this says right here, blessed be the Lord who daily loaded us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. So we shouldn't forget the Lord, because daily he loads us with benefits. Amen. He, even the God of our salvation. Then we move on to Psalm 103, verse 2, 3, and 4. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Right here, the writer is talking to himself. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He's telling himself. And sometimes you got to talk to yourself. Forget not all his benefits. What kind of benefits are they? He lists them very briefly here in verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 103. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, sin, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget who heals your sicknesses, your diseases. Don't forget, amen, who heals you and who forgives you of your sins. Verse 4, don't forget it, amen. He who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Don't forget who does that for you. Because Satan is not about crowning you with loving kindness. And you can't crown yourself with loving kindness. So don't forget the Lord. He alone, as the New Life Choir just so beautifully said to us, amen, all the glory belongs to him. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. In the time in which we live today, people are playing church. How many know some folk that are playing church? Don't look around in here. Don't look around. I'm just asking you a question, but I don't want to do it. And of course, that's nothing new. It's nothing new to play church. People have been playing church for ages, and people, unfortunately, will continue to play church. But that's not to your advantage. That's not to my advantage to play church. The prophet Elijah, on one occasion, he declared that if God be God, serve him. Hmm? If God is God, serve him. Then he says, if Baal is your God, then serve him. But if God is God, serve him. Glory be to God. And serving the Lord, amen, encompasses our lifestyle. Not just our activity one day out of the week. But serving the Lord encompasses our lifestyle Monday through Sunday. Glory to God, 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Amen. I'm feeling pretty good about my assignment today. Hallelujah. Because my assignment is to admonish you or to encourage you, amen, to come on the Lord's side. Glory be to God. Can somebody tell the Lord?
Thank you.
Amen. Now, it is important, saints of God, to know the Lord for yourself. It's important to know him for yourself. Not only, amen, follow Christ because someone else is following him, but you follow him because you know him for yourself. And to know him, amen, is to know his love. Glory be to God. One of the verses that we shared with you, amen, he forgives our iniquities. He forgives our sin. We need, amen, forgiveness. Hallelujah. Can't nobody do it but the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. When we look at our text today, amen, we discover that the people lost sight of God while Moses was away on the mountain. Glory be to God. Now, the thing about the children of Israel, such as it is with us, is that they had experienced, amen, the power and the might of God. Amen. God working miracles and moving in their life was nothing new. Amen. It was something that they were familiar with. But when we look at the text here today, glory be to God, hallelujah, we come to see that they had forgotten about God. Hallelujah. Let's back up a little bit. Let's wind the tape all the way back. All the way back to Exodus 15. Exodus 15. You see, they knew about, amen, what God was capable of doing. Hallelujah. They knew about, amen, what God had done in their lives right before their very eyes. Someone has said, if I can see it, I believe it. No, it's all right, but faith, we walk by, amen, faith and not by sight. So sometimes, saints of God, we've got to believe it when we don't see it. But back in Exodus 15, they had just come through the Red Sea. And I want you to look at the activity here of the children of God. Amen. Exodus 15 and 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord. And they spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Oh man, they were having a praise party. Man, we just come across the Red Sea. Glory be to God. God is a triumphant God. It says, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Man, we singing today. Oh, we praising God today. Because he brought us out. Man, I ain't never seen him work like this before. Glory to God. Drop down to verse 18. Verse 18. It says, the Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Man, they having a time. They rejoiced in talking about what God had done. And now, Moses' sister, Miriam, it said the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel, or a tambourine, as we would call it, in her hand. And all the women went out after her with timbrels and dancing. Man, they were having themselves a party and rejoicing because of what they had seen God do. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all remember how we used to beat them tambourines? They beat them right here every once in a while. They beat them a couple of Sundays, then they put them down. Pick them back up next month and beat them again. You know. But I'm going to remember those services when the tambourines and the foot stomping pretty much dominated the service. Ah, glory be to God. I was sharing the other day those services where we used to have, and you'll sing a song for about 15 minutes, and when you get ready to let it go, somebody else will pick it up. No more praising like that. We got nice clothes and stuff, but they'd be getting all sweaty and carrying on like that. Huh? But they would beat them tambourines and leave churches with blisters on their hands. Glory be to God. Sing that song for about 30 minutes. One song. Pass it around like a baton. Better not act like you're getting tired of singing it. The next one will pick it up. He woke me up this morning and I'm glad. Man, they sing that thing and sing and sing and sing. Pass it on to the next. Glory to God. And so here we have a time of rejoicing because they come through the Red Sea. Mary got a tambourine and she got all the women and said, come on here. We got some praise to catch up on. Verse 21, it says, and Miriam answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Man, they looked back and they saw what God. They saw that Pharaoh's army was closing in on them. Hallelujah. But the Lord parted the sea. They walked through on dry ground. And when they got through on the other side, here comes Pharaoh's army, horses and chariots. And when they got right in the midst of the sea, the Bible said the Lord pulled the sea back up on them. Hallelujah. The children of Israel looked back and saw men and chariots and horses floating and drowning all in the sea. And that's why they got this song right here in verse, amen, in chapter 15. But when we get to chapter 32, you see, the journey of the Lord is not about one day when you happy. Huh? It's not about a week when you're happy. Glory be to God. This has to be a continuation. That's why you got to know it for yourself. So we have here in 32, chapter 32, amen, it says, when the people saw that Moses delayed in coming down, Moses went up into the mountain to have a conversation with the Lord, and he was up there a long time. And up to this point, it seemed that they were just content to go along with Moses. He was able to lead them. Okay, we'll follow you, man. Doing all right.
All right.
But now he's been gone too long. That's the reason why I said in the beginning, saints of God, you've got to know the Lord for yourself.
Amen. All right.
The preacher can't be with you all the time. Your spouse can't be with you all the time. Your parents can't be with you all the time. You've got to know the Lord. You've got to have an experience with him for yourself. Hallelujah. You've got to have an experience with him that will cement your relationship. Oh, my God. That will cement your relationship. Hallelujah. But it said right here that people saw Moses delayed in coming down. They wondered what is going on with Moses. Then he went up. We don't know whether he told them how long he was going to be up there or not.
All right.
Anyway, they said, he didn't go too long. We don't know what's going on up there. So they went to Aaron. You see right there in verse 1, it says, and when the people, then it goes on down the line to it, it says, the people gathered themselves unto Aaron.
All right.
They went to Aaron and said, look, we want something that we can see.
All right.
Something that we can put our hands on. Glory be to God. So they said unto him, amen, make us gods which shall go before us. Now, hallelujah. The Lord has told them earlier, round about chapter 20, amen, that I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. They have heard this. Glory to God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. But they tell Aaron, said, make us a God which shall go before us. Because Moses is gone, we don't know what has happened to him. And so Aaron, amen, gives in under the pressure. Because the leaders of these various tribes, the leaders are the ones that come crashing in, amen, on Aaron. Says, you got to do something here. Right. We need something that we can see. So the word says that Aaron gives in and tells him, look, bring me all the gold, the earrings from your wives and your sons and your daughters and bring them here. We know the story how that Aaron, amen, he made this calf. And again, the people have forgotten that the Lord has said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other God before me. I am the one that brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And now they're demanding something that they can see. Oh my God, something that they can put their hands on. Glory be to God. We got to understand, people of God, that the word declares that God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Glory be to God. But Aaron gives in, and Aaron fashions this calf. And the word says he uses a tool and kind of tweaks it and gives it a more visible form and shape of a calf. Glory be to God. And after that, the word said that he built an altar before it and tell the people, tomorrow we're going to have a feast day.
All right.
Man. Oh, man. Aaron got a little weak.
Yeah.
Huh? Sometimes people make you weak.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Sometimes pressure from folk.
All
right. Yeah, man, they keep closing in on you. Keep tightening the grip of you. Glory to God. Moses said, we're going to make a proclamation on tomorrow.
All right.
So on tomorrow, they got up early. How to get folk moving early.
All right.
On Sunday.
All right.
That came out. But it was good that it did.
All right.
But they got up early. On the next day, they offered their sacrifices unto the Lord. Verse 6, amen. And they sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. They rose up to play. They rose up to play. How many of you know that wasn't hopscotch? They didn't rise up playing bingo. But this word play is an encompassing word to, amen, of immoral activity.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God. They began to behave themselves in an immoral way.
All right.
You see, when you forget who the Lord is and you forget what he has done for you, amen, that Satan will use that opportunity to rush in and cloud your mind. Come in and cloud your mind and make you feel like the thing that you're doing is all right. You see, because they offered the sacrifices. They offered the sacrifices, but they got off rail when they began to play. Glory be to God. And Moses is still up on the mountain conversing with God. Thank you, Jesus. And amen, the Lord is well aware of what is happening down in the camp. You see, nothing escapes his eye. Even though the Lord was conversing with Moses and even writing the commandments on the tablets, God was still omnipresent in that he knew what was going on down in the camp. So the Lord, amen, he speaks to Moses and says, you got to get up, Moses, because the people that came up out of Egypt, those people that you led out of Egypt, they have corrupted themselves. I want you to know, saints of God, that when we turn away from the Lord and we begin to worship idols and begin to, amen, engage in immoral activities, that the Lord looks at it as corruption.
That's right.
Yes, it's right there in your Bible. The Lord says, get down there, Moses. And you got to talk to them because they have corrupted themselves. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord goes on. He says, they have turned aside quickly out of the way that I commanded them. I told them which way to go. And they have turned out of the way just because you've been away a few days, Moses. They have turned quickly out of the way. So get down there and you got to have a talk with them. I want you to see the love of God right here. Amen. If you would read on down through that chapter, you see that God gets so angry with the people that he, amen, suggests that he's just going to destroy them. Glory be to God. But Moses, being the great intercessor that he was, Moses steps in and said, Lord, you can't destroy them, because if you do, the Egyptians are going to say that you didn't have power to keep them. Said, if you bring them so far and then you destroy them, it's not going to look good on you. And so many words. I looked at that this week as I was looking at it, and Moses was pretty straightforward with God. He said, Lord, you destroy them. Hey, it's going to look bad on you. It's going to look like you wasn't able to do what you started out doing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And so, amen, Moses comes on down. And when he comes on down, where we picked it up at there, amen, at verse 25, when he saw the people naked. Now, this naked was not without clothes. This naked was without divine protection.
All right.
Because they had stepped from under the command of God. Hallelujah. So they were naked and open to their enemies. They had no protection because, amen, when you get from under the umbrella of God's protection, then you are open to the enemy. You have no defense because your flesh and my flesh is no match against the power of sin. Glory be to God. The Bible has already told us that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. But when Moses come down out of the mountain, he saw the people that they had come from under the umbrella of God's command. And Moses got angry. Glory be to God. And he stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? That's what you have to decide today. If you're on the Lord's side, you ought to show some sign. If he has been good to you, you ought to show some sign. If you know it was him that brought you out, you ought to show some sign. Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? And the sons of Levi, they came up, and in essence, they're saying, we are on the Lord's side. And Moses said, get your sword, because there is work to do. You got to wipe out the enemy. Hallelujah. If it's your brother, if it's your neighbor, if it's your friend, you gotta wipe them out. Somebody might say, well, that sounds very vicious and violent, but you gotta get violent with the devil. You can't go around and keep patting him on the back and telling him, yeah, I know you're trying to get me, but you ain't gonna get. No, you gotta get violent with Satan and get him out in your life. So the Bible says, Moses told them to leave and get your sword, because it's battle time. And they went out and they began to slay every head in the tribes that rebelled against God. You see, it was these heads that came up to Aaron and said, make us a God. Hallelujah. So Moses is saying, now, under the authority of God, you got to slay everything that is not like God. And the Bible said the Levites did according to the word of God. And we ended it with verse 29, where Moses said, consecrate yourself. Consecrate yourself. Set yourself apart for the work of God. I tell you all the time, young and old alike, as you go day in and day out, you have to consecrate yourself. Glory be to God. You might be thinking that sounds like some powerful, holy word or something. But consecrate simply means to set yourself apart, to be used by God. Hallelujah. Make up in your mind that all of my energy, all of my efforts is going toward the Lord. I'm not going to give Satan access to anything in my life. My praise belongs to God. The glory that I set up, it belongs to God. You got to let yourself know that I am consecrated. Hallelujah. When you consecrate yourself, you learn to turn the TV channel from some of the channels. When you consecrate yourself, you learn to turn your radio dial to another station that sometimes even off. When you consecrate yourself, you learn to get alone every now and then and pick up the word of God and allow God's word to consume you. Allow God's word to saturate your soul when you consecrate yourself. And when you do that, you've got to know, saints of God, that the blessing of God is on the way. And somebody shout yes!
Yes.
Shout yes!
Yes.
That's what the word said. Moses said, consecrate yourself today to the Lord. Every man upon his son, upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. When you consecrate yourself, your blessing is on the way. Somebody said, well, what is my blessing? Well, you might need a little extra dose of joy. Hallelujah. You've been walking around with your head hung down, but your blessing might be an abundance of joy of just knowing Jesus, joy of just walking with him, joy with just talking with him. Glory be to God. I'm talking about blessings from the Lord. Your blessing might be a peace that passes all understanding. Can somebody shout glory? I know we got to get on out of here, but people today are still playing church. But I want to encourage you that you put away your childish things. Just as Paul said, when I was a child, I acted as a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away my childish ways. In other words, as we continue to grow in the Lord, there should be some signs of maturity. There should be some signs of spiritual growth in our lives. There should be some fruit become evident in our life. Can you shout glory? I said, come on the Lord's side. They used to sing that song a long time ago. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain. So come on the Lord's side. It's going to rain. When you get over here, you will find out you should have been here all the time. When you get over here, you'll find out it's the best thing that ever happened to you. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Somebody said, well, if I come over on the Lord's side, I know somebody going to that church and they ain't living right. Well, guess what? The Lord knows it too. So he knows ahead of your Lord. Somebody might say, I'm going to come over on the Lord's side. But I know Deacon so-and-so, he ain't doing this and he ain't doing that. Glory be to God. That's between them and the Lord. Just like your relationship is between you and the Lord. He's not going to charge me of what somebody else is doing, but he's going to hold me responsible for what I do or for what I don't do. If I tell the Lord, I'm not going down there because so-and-so ain't living right. Well, where are you going? Because the Bible says, none but the righteous shall see God. I said, where are you going? If you go to the church across the street, they got some over there ain't living right. If you go to in New York to join the church. They got some in New York in there. If you go to California and join the church, they got some in California ain't living right. If you go to Australia, hallelujah, they got some down under that ain't living right. But if you make up in your mind that I'm gonna come on the Lord's side, because I'm thinking about what he done for me. I'm thinking about where he brought my God, where he brought me from. I'm thinking about how he made a way time. But Jesus, you can go to him morning, noon, and night. It does not matter what time you go to him, you will find out that you can talk to him. His mind is never busy. You don't need no email. You might need a little email. Oh, hallelujah! But I'm talking about a relationship that you never thought was possible. I'm talking about in that harmony between people that you never thought was possible. Because when you come on the Lord's side, he start working on you right away. Yes, I know you want him to fix her and you want him to fix him. But when you come to him, you the first one he put on the rack. Glory be to God. So tighten up some paper, taking some stuff off, throwing it away. And he will make you into what?
Hallelujah.
Amen. He will have you in
the
glory to God. They had a situation there. They forgot God. Amen. They forgot the confrontation that Moses put on between him and Pharaoh and how God manifested himself. They forgot him crossing the Red Sea. Glory be to God. And they said, now Moses been up there too long. We need something.
Yeah.
And the Lord told Moses, you got to go down, Moses. They corrupted themselves. They were messing up. Listen, saints of God, we've got to be able to go Monday through Saturday without the preaching. I know sometimes people try to, you know, I'm just going to speak very candid. I know sometimes people try to impress the preaching. You need to impress the Lord. You impress the Lord, the preacher will be impressed. Thank you. Glory be to God. But we got to know how to walk with the Lord Monday through Saturday. Glory be to God. We can get up on Sunday and put that Sunday face on. We can tone that vocabulary down for a couple of hours. Can I help somebody? Now, some of the words we say Monday through Saturday, we can bite our tongue. We say we don't bite our tongue, we can bite it for a little while. But you gotta learn to subdue that stuff. You gotta learn to bring that stuff under control. And listen, you can't do it by yourself. I'm not saying it's something you can do by yourself or something you should even try to do by yourself. But let Jesus. You see, even though they were in the camp and Moses was up on the mountain, the Lord told them the exact words, what they said. He said, you got to go down now, Moses, because they built the calf and corrupted themselves. And they said the calf is the one that brought them out of Egypt.
All right.
They forgot I told them I was the Lord, not God, that brought me out of Egypt. Will you stand with me today? Thank you, Jesus. Come on. On the Lord's side.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's strength.
Yeah.
He's the only sure shelter.
Amen.
From the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm glad I know him today.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bill, amen. I'd like talking another 20 minutes. I know that might not be appropriate, especially since I've asked you to stand. But I do. I love the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
I love trying to steer people in the right way to be used by God.
Yeah.
Amen. That they would love the Lord. We talked about sacrifice this morning on Sunday school.
All right.
So what are we sacrificing? We're not sacrificing our children. What is our sacrifice? To think about it.
Yeah.
Because we can sacrifice the days we're standing.
Mm.